30 pounds ago, or if I may say 30 years ago, that's how I look like. You can focus on me now. That was taken, as I've said, not 30 pounds ago, but 30 years ago, when I left the Philippines. It was at the time when, traditionally, when you leave the country, they will take your picture, and of course, sell them to you. So my mother bought that picture. When some of my friends saw that picture, they said to me, "Geez, you look so naive and shy." Then there was a question from some of my friends. They asked me, "What were you thinking? How were you feeling? What was the feeling like when you left the Philippines?" I started to think. And I told them that there was certainly fear. I was fearful because I was stepping into the unknown. Yes, I've heard so many things about this wonderful country, the United States of America, but I've never been here. All I know about the country was through books and, of course, from some of my relatives who were already here. So there was some sense of fear because of the unknown. But despite the fear that I had, there is something I knew that kept me going. I knew that my mother was with me. And my mother told me, made a promise. She said, "I know you're fearful, but whatever happens, know that I am with you. I will not leave you." It was a very rough start, if I may say, but I held on to that promise. I held on to the words of my mother, who said, "I am with you. Do not be afraid." That gave me much courage. That enabled me to cope with my fear. The gospel reading of today is a continuation of last week's gospel. We heard last week that Jesus fed the multitude, 5,000 or more than that. Then Jesus says to his disciples to go ahead, get in the boat, and Jesus will meet them. Jesus then dismisses the crowds, and after that he went up the mountain and he prayed. And the fourth watch of the night, he realized that his disciples were already offshore. But Jesus also knew something was happening. So Jesus goes to meet his friends. There was a strong wind. The waves were so strong and boat was being tossed left and right and left and right. And then suddenly, they saw someone coming walking on water. "It's a ghost," they said. Imagine the fear of the disciples. If I may say, double fear. The winds were so strong, waves were so strong, the boat was being tossed left and right, and suddenly someone walked on water. They were fearful. They were frightened. But here's what's interesting in today's gospel. Peter sees Jesus, and then Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on water." Jesus says, "Come." Peter, for Peter, was there fear in Peter? I think so. Because Peter was walking into the unknown. It was dark. It was stormy. And walking on water was never heard of. And Peter goes to walk. There is the fear of the unknown, just as I had fear of the unknown. And yet, Peter was also holding on to something he knew. He was holding on to the fact that he saw Jesus, and Jesus' word says, come. He was holding on to that. So he walks on water, goes toward Jesus, but his focus suddenly shifts. Looks at the waves, feels the very strong wind. He started to sink. Then he cries out, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter. My friends, as you and I walk into the unknown, as we walk into the uncertainty of life, in the frightening sound of the explosion in Lebanon, in the drowning and dark experience of this pandemic, the racial protests, the concerns, the continuing concerns about unemployment, and yes, the concerns about schools opening. We walk into a lot of the unknowns, a lot of uncertainty. And sometimes we can feel like the disciples in the boat, or more so, just like Peter. Just like Peter. But we are reminded today that in the midst of all the uncertainties, in the midst of all the unknowns, we are reminded of our God who is present. We are reminded of our God who says, come, I am with you until the end of time. That's the promise. That is what we profess, and that is what we believe and know. I am with you until the end of time. As Jesus' followers, we have not been promised a bed of roses. We have not been promised a paved path. The reality of life is that we are going to experience the storms, the earthquakes, and the fire of life. But in the midst of all of that, God continues to be present. God promises His abiding presence. We gather to celebrate the Eucharist to remind us again and again that God is in each one of us. He lives in each one of us. And as we walk into the unknown, the uncertainties of life, we can cry out today to our God using the words of Peter, Lord, save us. And I'm sure the Lord will reach out, stretch out His hand, pull us out into the gentle light and peace of His presence.